because yes, because actually ignorance precedes wisdom. Mm. So you have to be ignorant before you are wise.
So at some point it can actually happen to any man. It happened to my dad.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to LifePod with C. I am delighted to have you with me today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to LifePod with C. I'm so excited to have you guys with me today. And today we're going to be talking about something very interesting. But before I go on with that, I want to quickly introduce a special someone, an amazing man. I like to call him the best in his field. And I think he's the best to talk about this particular episode. He's none other than Kalada Batbo.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. But I would first start by saying there is no best in the field. I'm not the best in the field.
I saw the way you shook your head.
There is no best anywhere. There's always someone better than the best.
Yes. I know. We are so excited to have you today. I am very excited to have you, and I'm sure my listeners out there will be getting value from what we'll be talking about today.
All right.
We're going to dive right into what we've got to talk about today. We're talking about success. We're talking about this because it's something that people relate to at various levels. And so I would love for us to just throw some light, you know, try to share perspective on this particular, you know, topic. What really is success? But before we go on, I'd like to, before I ask the questions that I have, because I have quite a number of questions here. Before I go on to ask the questions, I'd like for you to tell us from your own view what you think success really is.
Okay, so let's start with a dictionary definition of success. According to my phone dictionary, success is the achievement of one's aim or goal. So success is relative. Another definition from the dictionary says the fact of getting or achieving wealth, respect, or fame. Yet again, it points to the fact that success is relative. Now, what is success to me may not be success to Davido, may not be success to Bonoboy, may not be success to Two Face, may not be success to, you know, a former governor of EK or, you know, President Tinubu. Success is different, it's relative. And basically, success is you setting up a goal and achieving that goal. It could be academics, it could be financial, it could be, just being able to reach a particular height in life. That's what success is.
Yes, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so now, looking at it from various subheadings, you know, based on the questions that I have put out here today, because you said something now that success is relative. So what success means to one person doesn't really have to mean the same to another. Because we're saying this because we're in a society today where we have a lot of people who are entrapped with that particular, you know, mindset of you have to be at this level before you will be considered as successful in life or in your field and all of that. So I want you to throw more light to that idea of success being relative. You know, I want us to look at it. I want us to look at success. We really, you know, side by side goal setting.
Okay.
Yeah. So just let's.
Now, first of all, when you say people look at success from you being at a particular level in life, it is because society has now attached success to materialism. So you have to have attained or acquired the level of materialism for you to be seen as successful. And that's why everybody now wants to acquire that level of materialism. And so the young boys are now looking at making sure that they blow, like they say. They drive, you know, the latest cars and carry the latest iPhones and all of that. So success has been modernly defined as having some level or very much materialism or material things in one's possession before one can be seen as successful. However, everybody is different. Everybody is unique. Now, they can be two Kaladas like me. Now, I know there are other Kaladas, the other people who are named Kalada, but they can be another me. They can be another Victor. They can be another Wiki, for instance. They may there may be other people who shared similar names,
yes,
but they cannot be that individual. Even a twin cannot be the same. There's something that differentiates them in their DNA. So when you look at it from that angle, we all cannot attain a particular height. And that's what is funny when people say, oh, we're fighting for equality. Nobody's equal. I'm a man. The governor of Rivers State, Simelai Fubara, is a man. But we are not equal. If Sim comes in here, you know, there will be a change in the atmosphere. Yes. If I work in here, I would not have the same aura, the same you know, atmosphere as, you know, the governor or the president walking in here. Just as, you know, it's Simelai Fubara working in here would not have the same as the president of the United States working in here.
Yes.
So the point is, everybody's unique. Find out what works for you. So what happens in modern time is everybody is trying to compete with the next person. So the next person, probably a banker, earning some good money, buys the latest car, and then you, all of a sudden, you're rattled and you want to also have the same thing. But you have a different path. Now, back in the days, you know, when we listen to the stories of our, you know, fathers and our, you know, fathers, some of them were very okay with going to school and becoming professors. Why? Because they felt gaining or acquiring knowledge was in their own way successful. Others felt like, oh, if I work for government, civil service, and I get to a director or a PEMSEC level. I am successful.
Yes.
Others said, okay, I want to be a politician. If I'm able to get to the office of the president, I am successful. But you see, each of these people back then were successful in their own rights because they were able to achieve their goal. Now, everybody is drawn towards cash. Everybody is drawn towards money. Everybody now defines money, or rather success, as the level of money one has in his account. So that's where the problem is.
Okay. So can success be harmful?
Yeah, success can be harmful. Like I said, you know, there is so much competition these days. And even in all of these competition, there is the goal. There is the setting of a goal. So I, for instance, want to be like a Dangote.
Yeah.
That's a goal, right? And so I go into some kind of competition with Dangote, for instance, and I want to work myself out. I want to work 24/7, no rest, no. And then sometimes it brings about the, now there's nothing wrong with having people you want to be like, but then again, like I said, it sometimes breeds this level of animosity where, you know, some people think, why is this guy better than me? Is he having two heads? Is he having why is it like that? And you see them, it's good because it inspires them to work hard.
Yes.
But when you're not in control of how you go about achieving that goal, it raises a monster in you where you are not appreciating the little wins that you have. You're not appreciating the little victories that you've made, the little progress that you've done.
Yeah.
So you're like, no, I'm not there yet, so why should I celebrate? But you know what they say? You know, celebrate your little wins, celebrate your little victories. Count your blessings, name them one by one. But a lot of people don't do that, or some people, I wouldn't say a lot, some people don't do that because they have this person that they want to surpass. They have this person they want to get.
If you don't get there, you're
you're seeing yourself as a failure.
Yes.
So that's where it's now harmful. Yeah, because you're now not appreciating where you are. This because life is in stages. So, for instance, a Dangote has planted a seed along, or maybe he didn't even plant the seed. Maybe his father or his father's father planted the seed for him, and all he came to do was to water the seed. And nobody planted for you. You have to start planting, and then you realize that you're not getting as much fruit as Dangote is getting. It's because he's in a different season. Your season will eventually come. However, if you're not recognizing where you are, you would not be able to celebrate the little things, and you constantly be in some kind of depression where, yet again, it's harmful to you. So that's how it can be harmful. But so I'm not misconstrued, Yes. There is nothing wrong with having a role model, someone you're saying, oh, I want to be like this person in my field or my place of endeavor. I want to be like this person. I want to be able to surpass this person's feats. I want to be able to do past. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you now do it to the point where you're not able to celebrate your little wins, you're not able to be happy with where you are, it becomes harmful, because now depression or sadness, you know, all those mental health issues begin to set in. And then you're never seeing yourself as successful, always as a failure. So yeah,
and it brings me to that something you said earlier, when you said find your own lane, and it's really important, because finding your lane helps you realize what your strengths are, and then you're able to stick to that, and you find yourself doing well, doing a lot better when you are in your field, when you're in your lane, rather.
So yeah. I'm going to use the scripture. Permit me to.
Yeah, sure.
I always tell people about the parable of the five talents. Now, you know, not everybody was given five.
Yeah.
So imagine what the person I was given one did. It was like, why did I get one? Why most? But imagine if he had put his one to work, it probably would have surpassed the one with five eventually.
Eventually, yes.
Because for everybody who put it to work, got a double.
Double, yes.
Yeah. So what that means is, if he had worked even more than he was supposed to, he would have maybe had a triple effect or a quadruple effect, which would have made him surpass the one with five. Yeah. I don't know if you get where I'm coming from. Yes, I'm getting. But, you know, you're like, the other one got five. Mm. Look at me, why would they give me only
his
one?
His focus was now on someone who had more than him, so, as it were.
So it brings us back to the harmful nature of wanting to be like someone else without, you know, you, first of all, knowing the reason, a good reason why you want to get to that point in your life. So it brings us back to knowing who we are, what our path in life is, because everybody's got a purpose. So the one who ends up being a professor may not have as much money as the one who ends up being a oil mogul, but you see, the one who's a professor is changing lives in the school environment by giving education, which we all agree is power. So he's empowering people to even become a better version of themselves. So that's success in his own in his own way.
Okay, so now there's this question, but you touched on that when you were talking, especially at the opening. At the opening stage, but I wanted to still talk some more about it. The difference, or the link, what's the difference between success and wealth? I know you had already talked about it, but I wanted to.
Let's see now. Let's see what the dictionary definition of wealth is. Now, wealth is riches, a great amount of valuable assets or material possessions. Yet again, I can say, wealth can be relative, right? So you can have wealth in terms of material things, because there's another definition of wealth that talks about abundance of, you know, these material things. You can have that kind of wealth. In our time, wealth is synonymous to having so much money, like you're amongst the richest men in Africa or the richest men in the world. That's how they see wealth. But you know, like I said, it's relative. I like to see wealth as having a people structure.
Okay.
You know, I like to see wealth as being able to empower a lot of people in this life that, without you knowing it, one way or the other, you're never going to lack, because if all of these people are great in whatever they do, if all of these people are great in their own industries or sphere of life, what that means is that you have a human resource of people who are great in what they do.
Like a pool of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like I said, wealth is relative. But, you know, a lot of people see wealth as material thing, just like they misconstrue success to mean you have a lot of money. Now, the difference in this is you can be successful and not be wealthy. That's where the difference is. You can achieve your goal. You can achieve your aim. Oh, I want to graduate. I want to graduate with, you know, a 4.5 CGPA, for instance. I want to be the best in my class. I want to be the best mechanical engineer in Nigeria or Africa. You can have all of that and may not be wealthy. May not be, because I don't know. There are several factors why you may not be wealthy. We have a lot of professors who are good at what they do around the world now, not just Nigeria. but they are not wealthy, so to say. They are not amongst the richest men in the world, like we like to define wealth these days. So you can achieve a goal and not be wealthy. That's one. You could also be wealthy and not necessarily be successful. So you can inherit your wealth, for instance, but you can inherit success.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
So I could be born into a Dangote's family, and if my Dangote father dies, well, I'm next of kin, right? So I get to take all of that wealth. And like we've seen in many occasions, we see children of rich people squander.
Yes.
And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about, you know, other resources. They squander it all. And you now say, it is not the family of that guy way back in time.
I've heard that kind of
and all of a sudden the family is, you know, looking beggarly and all. Yes. So you can be wealthy and not necessarily be successful. And we've also seen, I don't want to go into that, but basically these are the two differences I can mention at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I believe we've been able to, you know, do justice to this topic. Success is not exactly what the society makes it out to be. Success is you setting out to achieve something, and at the end of the day you are able to achieve it.
Yeah.
So basically it's you not allowing people, you know, put their parameters around you such that you now define your life by those things that people have put around you.
So can I say one final final success is being able to live a fulfilling life.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to meet your basic needs, able to meet the basic needs of your loved ones, no matter how many they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to live a life that is full of happiness, joy, laughter, love, good health. Basically, that is what a successful life is. It's not about, you know, acquiring as much material things, because in the end, we all die, and when we die, those things don't matter. But what really matters when we die are the memories that we leave behind. So basically, that's what success is.
And I will just quickly add to that it is another thing that is important is you identifying your purpose.
Yeah.
And once you're able to identify your purpose, you're able to walk in that purpose. And I mean, at the end of the day, it can be said that you've been able to live a successful life. In closing, I'd like to read this stuff I saw on your status earlier today.
Oh my. Go ahead.
And it really made sense to me. It says, it's just how life keeps going. It doesn't even ask you questions like, are you okay? Did that hurt? Do you miss them? Life just keeps going. The sun will rise and set regardless of if you're running mad or laying in bed. Time keeps moving, no questions asked. You gotta keep moving too, and if it hurts, you will heal with time going. Create good things to live for, cherish the good times, and be a creator of good times too. That last line is what I really consider, in summary, as success.
But I didn't write that though.
I know you didn't write it. Okay. I know you didn't write it. Thank you very much, Kalada.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was nice having you. It was great having you on the podcast. And to you all who have been able to make time to join us, thank you so much. And until I come your way again, peace. I am sure you enjoyed that episode, didn't you? Now go ahead and share this link with your friends and loved ones. Also, why not join me on Instagram and Facebook at LifePod with C, and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. That is LifePod with C on Facebook and Instagram, and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this as well. Have a fabulous week ahead.